Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hey friends, how are you? This is Danny Morrell with episode number 21 of the Real Estate Sales Show. And if you're watching us on video, I have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five special guests today. And we're going to be speaking about a topic that I truly, in my heart, feel is a topic that could absolutely help you change your life. We're talking about the power of a mastermind group. So I have with us right now probably one of the most powerful mastermind groups in the country. These guys are all using the power of the mastermind to not only think bigger, but to act bigger. And as a result, they're receiving a lot bigger. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to say hello to, first off, my good friend, Ron Rodriguez. Say hello.
Hey, Danny. Thank you again for having us.
Thank you for being here. Say hello to Tony Rosso.
Hey, guys. Honored to be here.
Mr. Jerry Casillas.
Hey, Danny. How you doing? Pleasure to be here.
Glad you're here. Mr. Cirilo Ortiz.
Hey, how you guys doing?
And Mr. Zoram Luna.
What's going on, Danny?
Oh, we are fantastic. So, guys, here's what we're going to do today. As you know, this is the Real Estate Sales Show. We're all about contributing to the lives of others. I know for myself, as a salesperson, nor as a broker now, could I have ever achieved anything in my life without the help and the power of a mastermind group, specifically without the help of other like-minded individuals that can help me grow, get out of my way, get out of my BS. So fellas, let's start with the first question. And I'm going to start with Tony, because Tony, you're located in Northern California. So this is very interesting for you, this dynamic. You're the one guy that's not necessarily in the same office. Tony, what got you intrigued about starting in a mastermind group?
First of all, I think honestly, I never really thought about it, never knew anything about it. The fact that I just kind of was coachable and followed your lead, you actually is the one that advised me and told me about it. I went ahead and did it. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I had no expectations. I really went into it blind faith, but I got to say, very happy I did.
Okay.
Very, very happy I did.
All right. So no real expectations, but you were happy that you joined a group, correct?
Yes.
All right. Then let's take that same question to Cirilo. Cirilo, what caused you to get started or to start? Because I think you were the catalyst for this group. What caused you to start a mastermind group?
You know what? I noticed that it was going to speed up the learning curve, the production curve. So knowing that, I went after heavy hitters in our office, somebody that I respected, and we put this team together to benefit that way.
Okay, so you knew that if you were surrounded with like-minded people, then you can grow your business, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, fantastic. I love it. Ron, how about you? What was the motivating factor?
For me, Danny, really, it was just the simple fact of being surrounded with that energy.
Okay.
You know, I think that's very crucial to be able to have that accountability, but above all, that energy from like-minded individuals, as you just mentioned right now. You know, we got five of the best realtors in the company right now, you know, so just want to make sure that, you know, we got to perform at that equal level, if not higher, and continue to push each other. Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Jerry, here's a question for you. Were you at all nervous of the outcome? Were you nervous of the accountability? Was there any hesitation for you at all?
No hesitation when I got invited to the group, but I did see from the outside look at me, because I was dealing with some, you know, high-producing individuals here, not saying that I'm not holding my own weight, but what happened was I got invited in, you know, I felt a little, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, these guys invited me into the group, they invited me for a reason, probably they saw something that I didn't see in myself, and as a light now, I'm able to see what is it that I can produce, so that's what I'm getting out of the accountability group.
Okay, fantastic. So is there any reason other than what we mentioned that any of you joined a group? Zoram, anything that maybe we missed?
You know, Danny, there's power in numbers, and left to
need its own device, God knows what they would do. So what the accountability does, it actually allows you to be coached and pulled into the right direction of the group setting the right way. So the accountability helps you develop structure, discipline, obviously skill set, and other things that are key to making sure that we can be the best we can be and perform at a high level.
Absolutely. And Zoram, you said coached. How does it feel for all of you guys and from your perspective? And we're going to get into the structure of a powerful group in a second. But I got to know, how does it feel to be coached, held accountable, pushed, sometimes checked, right, by your coworkers? Anybody have any thoughts about that?
Well, you know what? It's not a good feeling, but it's a reality if you want to achieve your goals.
Okay.
I mean, it's at times that, I'll be quite honest, in the morning when we wake up, it's kind of what gets you out of bed, because you know you have your other four individuals that are pushing or that are depending on you to make that step.
Right. Well, at least four of us get out of bed, right?
Yeah.
Someone on that side.
Just to bring that note, the accountability exposes your weakness. So with that, you're going to be able to either perform, get checked, and if you're committed with the group, you're going to perform. That's the big thing right there.
Absolutely. You know, guys, it's funny. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember when the group really started to take off. And it had to do with Ron. Ron, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I remember that, you know, part of, and let's just go ahead and discuss, what time do you all wake up?
4 o'clock.
Okay,
3:45.
All right, 3:45. And what time are you at the gym by?
4:30.
Okay, 4:30. And this is everybody, right?
Yes.
Okay, and obviously, if you have never heard one of our episodes, you're going to kind of want to listen to our previous episodes to truly understand why we believe in waking up early and working out and getting yourself prepared for the day. But I remember there was a period of time where Ron was suffering from excusitis. You guys remember that? And it was funny because it was
the virus.
Yes, the virus. The most famous virus of all in real estate, right? And it was funny because I remember vividly, I think Cirilo came to me and Cirilo says, hey, so what do you think we should do? And I said, I think you should kick them the hell out of the group. That's what I think you should do. Do you remember that, Cirilo?
I remember exactly. I was like, oh.
Right. And then, you know, I think you guys approached Ron about the problem. And then kudos to Ron, right? He literally, like, transformed his life within the next day, had like one of the best listing months he had ever had before. And then everybody just like got in the game. You know what I mean? Ron, do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning is tough, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and I think we all have reasons and, you know, not to get up every single morning, but you know, we do what we have to do, you know, not only just for myself, but you know, I don't want to let my team down. So,
yeah.
For me, it's important that, you know, I'm a team player, and then, you know, I want to be held accountable.
Awesome.
So, you know, that military style in my face, that works for me. So that's what gets me up in the mornings.
And Ron, what benefit did it have for you, that severe of accountability? I mean, I think first things first, it shows that these guys really care about you enough to tell you the truth, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the biggest benefit for me, it just kept my, you know, kept the distractions out. It kept me in line. It checked me. I had something to prove to them, but as well to myself.
Mm.
That, you know, I think that was the biggest thing for me. And, you know, like, as you said, I had one of the best listings months that I've had in a very long time. And, you know, continue, you know, to grow from that. You've got a standard now from this point forward.
How many listings did you take that month?
Nine.
Nine listings. Like, if you're listening out there in real estate land, that's kind of a lot, right? And it's pretty interesting how it all, the catalyst was being held accountable for, you know, letting some excuses get in your way in one area of your life. And, you know, it all of a sudden had an impact on your business life, right? So guys, talk to me about the structure of the group. How does the group flow? How does it work? What do you have to do? What give everybody out there some pointers about what you guys do that makes whatever it takes as powerful as it is.
Yeah, I would say, Danny, that the first thing you got to define, and this is something that you taught me, well, you've taught all of us, is you have to create a set of standards, and you got to abide by those standards, right? That's the foundation, the blueprint.
Okay. So what are some of those standards, Tony?
Well, I mean, I was going to add to real quick to that. One of the biggest things for me personally is the fact that I respect all these guys. That's really a key thing for me. If I can't respect someone, it's really hard for me to have them encourage me and push me. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I respect it, because these guys really do follow through what they say.
Right.
And they really do lead by example. And that's huge for me. You know, it's really, really hard for me to follow somebody or listen to somebody that I don't respect. You know, anybody can talk a game. It's a different story following through with actions. And these guys here, this group, we definitely follow through with actions.
Awesome.
I think that's really key. That's really key with this group.
I love it. I remember, you know, Tony was new to the company, and I remember, like, I had to vouch for him to get him into the group. And I remember I was like, trust me, guys, this is the guy. He's going to make it happen. And it was like a match made in heaven. Literally within a day, you guys were just talking back and forth and all that good stuff. I remember that.
It was. Like, these guys welcomed me with open arms. And because of that, the biggest thing for me is, like, we talk a lot about which or why. And I told these guys a couple months ago that I really never defined what my why was. And even until now, I'm really not too sure or clear on what it is. But I do tell them that they are my why right now. Mm. This group is my why. I will do more for them than I do for myself.
Love it.
So that's why this Academy group is so special to me.
Love it. So let's go back to some of the basic standards you guys have. I know standard number one is you are at the gym by 4:30.
Our initial standard is to first, obviously, wake up, make sure you are awake, which is a check-in time, which is before 4:15.
So somebody is sending a text message, and everybody has to check in saying good morning or something by 4:15.
Before 4:15, yes. That way, make sure that you're up. Okay, and be at the gym by 4:30. That is the goal.
Okay, so the goal is to be at the gym at 4:30. Ron, what's the next standard?
From there, to be at the office no later than 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay, which one, 7:30 or 8 o'clock?
Well, 7:30, of course.
Let's just say 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, it's 7:30.
We get to the office by 7:30, start prepping so we can get into a role play by 8.
All right, so talking about that, Cirilo, what's the next standard?
One of the biggest standards that I don't think we're talking about is that we had a no retreat, a no surrender of we're not going to be able to get out of this group. Remember, Ron, we said we didn't, you know, we're not going to have that option. We're going to do whatever it takes to help him come up. So that's why when you told me to kick him out, that was not a standard. So we didn't do that because our standard we set up that we're not going to surrender and give up because we all respect each other. We're all producers.
Right.
So that wasn't an option for us.
I love that.
I think that was a key for our core for us.
And guys, if you're listening out there, one of the great things about this is that, you know, you've got to learn to get really honest with yourself about one thing, and that's that you're a human being. And, you know, your emotions are going to go up, your emotions are going to go down. Your commitment level is going to go up, your commitment level is going to go down. Your intensity is going to go up, your intensity is going to go down. And yet the reality is that when you surround yourself with like-minded, powerful people like this, what tends to happen is as you're kind of going down, they pick you back up and they go, no. Hold on. Remember your motivation. Remember your why. Remember your commitment. Remember what it is that you said you were going to accomplish. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Awesome. Any other standards that you guys have?
We have to role play. Right after role play, we have to start prospecting for a minimum of 3 hours.
Okay, minimum of 3 hours. And how do you know that you're actually prospecting or not prospecting?
The cameras. That's we do this every single morning.
So this is normal to you guys.
Oh yes.
That's okay. Good. I love it. So you guys are actually prospecting and looking at each other and listening to each other while you're prospecting.
Right.
Every morning. Yeah.
Tony,
morning.
And the goal is. Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead. One of the great things about that is us listening to each other while we're having conversation with clients. To find out, to see if we could have done something different to, you know, set an appointment instead of losing that appointment. So they're
kind of listening in and kind of helping you, giving you some advice. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. We get to see from taking the listing appointment, or actually from the objections to listing appointment and coming back, a prequel, and then coming back with a listing contract. So we get to see the whole scenario. That's powerful.
Yeah, it is. I can only imagine seeing your buddy, right, get on the phone, make the contact, set the appointment, right? So by the time, let's say, Tony or Ron takes a listing, you guys even know who that prospect is already, right?
Right.
That's powerful. Right. Talk about the accountability when you're going on the appointment. You don't want to come back without the contact. I love that, guys. I love that. Tony, let me ask you, you know, you're someone that reached out to us. And what I mean by us is us as a company. You're obviously out in Morgan Hill, which is like 8 hours from here. And you know, you kind of were following us and seeing, you know, what we were about. How impactful has this been for you, plugging into this group?
God, it's been everything. Honestly, God, it's been everything. When I first plugged in, I was going to have some medical issues. Just, you know, I was going to have some surgery done. And I elected to postpone it because I didn't want to let the guys down. Mm-hmm. So I think, honestly, it was one of the best things I did, because once I did that, plug it into these guys encouraged me so much. They uplifted me so much that I had one of my best months, too, in the business.
Yeah.
I think I did 5 listings, and I think I had 3 closings or whatever it was. So it was great. It's been very powerful. You know?
Can't say enough.
Yeah. I get a little emotional about it, too, to be honest, you know?
I love it.
You guys can tell. You know, I've been through a lot the past couple of months. The move, the change to come with you guys was easy for me, to be honest, because I know what I wanted, and I take quick decisions. It is, I'm going for it.
Right.
But the whiplash I had from people up here is something that I'm still dealing with, but bring it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's all good. I respect that. Guys, there's one thing that we have to speak about, because I think that without speaking about it, we can't really encompass the power of a mastermind group, and that's the word ego. You know, one of the problems in the industry, I think, is that no one wants to share, no one wants to communicate, no one wants to learn, no one admits that they even need anything to learn. Like, how dare you tell me I need to learn from you, right? And in typical offices, it's closed doors, it's my secret, like, I'm not going to tell you anything. And you guys do the exact opposite. How much did you have to put, and you were all from other environments, so you had to grow into becoming this type of person. How much did you have to work on your ego, or you know, how amazing is it to be a brotherhood, right? Have a brotherhood with other men, other like-minded people, which, you know, by the way, there's women, men mixed together. We have a whole bunch of these within the company. But when you think of the word ego, what comes to mind specifically relating it to this group?
Danny, if I could say something, it's just, I don't think any of us came in here with an ego to begin with. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. There is no competition. There is no ego. There's no secrets. I mean, just last week we were laughing. I think 3 of us or 4 of us, we were going after the same client. Uh-huh. And I was actually telling Zorma, I was like, how funny would that be if all 3 of us actually show up, you know, and actually, you know, trying to take the listing. I'm wondering who would come on top, you know? Yeah. It's because we all have our different styles, but we're constantly pushing each other, and there is no ego. I mean, I guess when there's a mutual respect, you throw that aside, and you want to see these guys succeed, because the more they succeed, the more they push us, the rest of us.
Absolutely.
So without a doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely. Ron, you don't realize it, but you see, but most people in our industry don't really think that way, though. Like, you got to understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, that's not normal. Anybody else? Anybody else have anything to add?
You know what, Danny? The ego will, as soon as the ego creeps in, it'll destroy the group, you know? Yeah. So that's one thing that, you know, I remember sitting down with the guys and told them, look, if we let ego come in into this group, it's over. It's done. So right. I've just been fortunate enough to be around other guys that, you know, they want to see me be successful just like I want to see them be successful. And there's no reason why we can all be successful. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity there, so why not? Let's do it.
Yeah. Speaking about success, I think it's safe to say that each of you in your own way have had like your best month ever, or some sort of a breakthrough, or some sort of a story that you could directly associate, obviously, to the coaching and the environment that you're a part of, but also to the power of this group. So I'd like to start with you, Cirilo. I know there was a month you went from, you know, you were focused on buyers and you kind of switched over and took a lot of listings. Give me some details about that.
Well, you know, with the accountability, I was able to focus now more on listings because everybody's chasing listings. So my mind or my habits couldn't wander to buyers. You know, I would get buyers calls. I would, think about them. But because I'm focused with my accountability, kept me in line to focus on listings. So that, I think that was key.
And how many did you take that month?
I believe I took 8 listings.
8 listings. Gosh darn it. That's fantastic. Zoram, you literally just came out of the strongest month of your career. Is that
correct? Yes?
I promised you that would happen, Zoram, when you were going to join this company. I promised
you. I
said you will in 1 month do what you've done in 6 months before or even a year. Tell the audience, what did you do last month? Listing, sales, closings, all that good stuff.
Last month, I had 7 listings, 9 sales, and 3 closings.
That is fantastic. That is a great month. Ron, how about yourself? Best month so far while being in this group?
So far, I think about 9 listings. I believe we had about 5-6 closings and about 4-5 new sales.
New sales. Strong month.
And Danny, let me point out that month that Cirilo had his best month, I think what pushed us over the level was you calling us out and, you know, on that text message group, you know, asking me, are you going to allow Cirilo to take your spot? You know, I was like, nobody's taking my spot. So, you know, there's that friendly competitiveness between us, but yet we keep it respectful, but we keep it raw.
Yeah.
And I think because we understand that we're all human, we all have things that hit the fan, but you know we try to as best as we can to pull each other back into the direction and the goals that we have set in mind.
Right.
Beautiful. Yeah, Tony, absolutely. I know you had a recent great month because I cut the check, and I might need a loan from you, my friend. Tony, how about yourself, man?
You know what? This group is still fairly well new to me. I think it's only been going on. I've been in the group for 2 months now, and I've been with the company since about mid-March. Mm-hmm. So just in that time frame, the best month was last month, and I took the 5 listings. I had 3 closings, and I think I had 3 buyers.
And curious for you, how does that compare to, you know, previous months or without the group? I guess what's the difference?
Without the group, it hands down the best month ever. You know, I typically would do 2022 a year, but it's all scattered through the year.
Yeah.
Never a month is powerful. And what I set up already for this month, too, you know, I should be having at least another 4 listings coming next week.
That's right, baby.
So that's all just kind of, it's hitting the fan here pretty good. Yeah, this group is definitely, everyone should be in the group, man. Everyone should be in the group.
Yeah, absolutely. And I promise you that would happen, Tony.
You did.
Even if you were up wherever you are, I promise you. Good stuff, man. Jerry, how about yourself? Jerry, I know, was it last year or the year before, you were in a little bit of a slump.
You know what I was?
Yeah?
Definitely was. So I knew I needed a group like this to get into my potential. Uh-huh. I knew it was in me, but I just needed to prove it, not to myself, but to the individuals that are working with me. To get myself to the next level. And that's what I'm still working towards. Obviously, still a lot of work to do. But mentally, in my mind, it's a clear focus. What is it that I'm trying to accomplish?
Right.
And as far as my production as last month was probably one of my biggest months. I was after chasing 10 transactions for the month for the last 2.5 years, and finally I was able to break it last month. And ending shy of 1 the month before. So last month was a huge victory for me in terms of hitting that 10 transactions that I was looking for.
I love it. All right, I'm going to start with Cirilo. Then I'm going to go to Ron, Tony, Terry, and Zoram. My final question. Our audience members, they're out there. They want to start a mastermind group. They're hesitant. They're scared. Whatever. Whatever advice you have regarding the power of a mastermind group, give them one tip.
You're going to go maybe 1 to 2 different mastermind groups till you find the right one. And if you don't find the wrong one, build one.
Good. I love it. Let's go with Ron. Give him one tip.
I think that the biggest one should be accountability. I mean, the accountability to not just, you know, I mean, we always have excuses, and we could get away with our own excuses. We buy into our own BS.
Right.
But I think having an accountability in a group such as this it's not just about me anymore. I can't let my team down.
Absolutely.
So definitely accountability, I would say.
Absolutely. You know, Cirilo, while Ron was talking, Ron, forgive me, but I remember, you know, what you were saying. And I remember telling people, if the group sucks, it's because you suck.
Right.
For our listeners, please don't blame anybody else. You want a better group, become a better person. Right. Very important. Tony.
For me, I guess would be if the minute you find yourself getting uncomfortable, feeling you want to quit, feeling these people are kind of, you know, just not feeling good, stay. Stay, because that's the right group for you.
Awesome. I love it. Say, yes, that's when the growth is about to happen. Jerry.
One of the main words that I could probably say would be commit to it. Commit to your group, commit to your fellowship, and build a relationship with the team, you know. Allow yourself to get criticized. I mean, that's how you're going to learn, and that's how you're going to grow. So one of my big things is just to commit yourself to the group.
Awesome. So. You know, one thing I'm noticing, and for our listeners, if you're listening, I think you can hear it, but if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. The energy here is very light. You know, everybody is borderline smiling. I don't know if you guys noticed that. And I tell realtors all the time, but smile. What the hell's the problem? You know, there's some people like, it's true. You know, everybody walks around like mad or frustrated or angry or just smile. Life is great. We're here to like create our dreams. You know what I'm saying? Zora, right. Final thoughts. Give them one piece of advice.
You know what? I guess the only thing that I can say is one thing that Tony mentioned to us a couple of weeks ago. He said a lot of the times we're willing to do so much more for others, you know, than for ourselves. So why don't you get a group of individuals that are like-minded that can actually pull you up, help you become better, and in the process you also help them move up. You know, there's opportunities for everybody. If you're willing to be coachable, if you're willing to commit, I mean, the sky's the limit. Why not?
Absolutely. Well, guys, here's what I have to say. I'm proud of you guys, seriously, because you're not only pushing yourself in business. You know, our audience doesn't hear this or didn't hear this, but as we were trying to figure out how to record this thing, they all decided that they were going to run a half marathon together. They're pushing each other in every single area of life, as men, as fathers, as spouses, as business people, and that's where magic really starts to happen. It's watching you guys is a dream come true to me. Because that's what I want to create. First, I wanted to create it in the company, eventually in the country, is to see, and mark my words, we're going to get there, is to see an enormous group of people that come together, support each other, motivate each other, and encourage each other. And I got to tell you, whatever it takes, you guys as a mastermind group are absolutely going to be the catalyst for that to happen. I don't think there has ever been an interview like this, if you think about it, with an actual mastermind group that is pushing each other. So on behalf of our audience, on behalf of myself, I want to say thank you guys for your contribution to the Real Estate Sales Show. I'm going to want to interview you guys individually here pretty soon because you're all doing great things and having great breakthroughs. But thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you guys are and everything you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
So for our audience, that is a wrap. Episode number 21 of the Real Estate Sales Show. If you haven't done it already, please go to iTunes. Give us a 6-star rating. There's only 5 stars, but just, you know, that's how I'm pretending and I'm letting you know how much we need those stars. And actually write a review. A couple of you guys have been fantastic about that. It really just helps to boost the show's visuality and the ability for it to be searched and found by real estate professionals like yourself. If you haven't already, we do live broadcast trainings on my Facebook page, facebook.com/danny.morel.page. And then follow me on Instagram on instagram.com/DannyMorel. That is a wrap, my friends. Episode number 21 of the Real Estate Sales Show with our guests, whatever it takes to get a hold of them, look them up on Facebook or on Instagram, Ron Rodriguez, Tony Rosso, Jerry Casillas, Zoran Luna, and Cirilo Ortiz. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.